Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got something I want to say. I want to talk about the American dream. You've heard of that, haven't you? You probably, more than likely, you have a piece of it. The American dream has many components, but here are the big three. Liberty, business ownership, and home ownership. I put them in that order on purpose. It was intentional. Liberty is prime. Liberty is number one because it makes the other two possible. You heard me say the difference between liberty and freedom. Freedom is from God. We get freedom from God. But liberty is a contract that we give each other. It's part of our Constitution, and liberty is a contract you and I give to each other. But it's first, makes the other two possible. Business ownership is next because it produces a job-creating economy. Business ownership, Americans creating businesses, created an economy that creates jobs that then makes home ownership a reality for tens of millions of Americans. Liberty is our inalienable right as Americans. Home ownership is possible for all Americans, but it's not guaranteed. But business ownership, even though that's in the middle, business ownership clearly is not for everybody. And we know that now, don't we? Yeah, I know that. I certainly know that, and you probably do too. For most of us, when the entrepreneurial sap starts rising in our bark, our first thought is to start from scratch, to do a startup. I did that. It's a natural process to envision your new business and then set about creating it from whole cloth, from nothing, right? But what if somebody has already created it? What if it's already been done? So think about these three points, these three things to think about as the entrepreneurial sap starts rising in your bark. Number one, think of your local marketplace where you're going to introduce your new business, where you're going to begin a brand spanking new business. Think of that like a Honda Civic. Imagine it's this little car, and there are five really big guys already in it. Five huge guys crammed in this Honda Civic, and you want to get in that car with them. You're going to open your business up in the middle. You're going to cram yourself into that car. Well, it's possible. You could do that, right? But guess who's going to get squeezed? That's right. It's going to be you. And you're going to get the console. Congratulations. So that's when it feels like when you add a new business to the marketplace. You're forcing your business into an already crowded part of the world. But the folks who are already there, they've already got the best seats, and you get whatever's left. Now, I'm not saying it can't be done. As I said, I did it. But it's a tough ride. Trust me on this one, folks. And as many of you are nodding your heads, you know what I'm saying. It's a tough ride. And remember this, the seat you're going to get, the console, doesn't have a seatbelt. Here's another thing to think about. This fully occupied Honda Civic, let's say you talk one of those five guys in that Honda Civic into selling you his seat. How about that? This time, you don't get the console, you get a real seat because you're going to replace that guy, that big guy. And when you get that seat, you get a seatbelt, right? In the marketplace, that seat and that seatbelt represents existing location. A known brand, phone numbers, maybe had been around for years. People memorized that phone number, right? What's that worth? A website, vendor relationships, maybe even vendor franchise relationships, experienced staff, the employees of the company, and most importantly, existing customers and cash flow. And all that represents not only your seat, but your seat belts and your airbags. So with this plan, think about this, folks. If you buy a business, your first day as a new owner won't be day one of your business. I'm going to say that again. This is what happened to me. My first day as an owner was the first day of my business. But if you buy a business, your first day as an owner won't be the first day of your business. That's a big deal. Here's another thing to remember about this. The biggest lament for every small business owner, every small business dreamer, is how do I get the capital to fund my new business? It was my problem. I had a real challenge with that. I struggled for a few years. And you know, as a small business owner, you're always undercapitalized. But sometimes it's worse than others. So here's some good news, though. How can you buy this business from this person? Well, the good news is almost all small business sales involve some seller financing. Almost every seller, every owner of a small business that's trying to sell that business, if they don't know it, they will come to the reality. They will be introduced to the reality when they start talking to people who are prospects to buy their business. They will be introduced to the reality that they're probably going to have to take back some financing. They're going to have to finance part of the business. So when you're talking to that big guy, you're trying to get his seat in that Honda Civic. When you're talking to that big guy about selling his seat, be prepared to discuss how the two of you can be creative in developing a multi-year payment schedule, some kind of a plan. There are all kinds. There are as many different ways as there are people to structure this thing, a 3-year, a 5-year payout plan, where you can actually use your ideas, your new ideas, to improve the company and the company's existing resources and goodwill. You can combine all those things to grow the business and pay for the business that you're buying. Now, you're going to have to come up with something, but most businesses, the majority of the financing of the capitalization of the business is going to come from financing. So think about that, folks. So before you convince yourself, by the way, that the price tag for that business, for that seat, is too high, compare that cost to the cost of replicating existing customers, cash flow, contacts, and goodwill. Remember this, folks, even if you buy a business instead of creating one, you're still going to have the hardest job in the world as a small business owner. Got to take a quick break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.